trade unionists respond to the killing. Anton McCabe, National Executive Council, National Union of Journalists, personal capacity, the killing of my friend and fellow union member Lyra McKee on Thursday the 18th of April, while out working as a journalist, has touched people in Northern Ireland. Within hours of her killing, over 2,000 people had gathered in Derry's Creggan estate. On Friday afternoon, over 1,000 attended a protest in Derry called by the City's Trade Union Council and our local National Union of Journalists, NUJ, branch. On the Saturday, NUJ members and other trade unionists organised protests in Omagh, Inniskillen, Dungannon, Strabane and Derry. A rank and file NUJ member took the initiative in Dungannon. About 250 attended the rally in Omagh, called at 16 hours notice. Some had travelled miles, one man had driven 110 miles from Dublin. In London, union activists took the initiative of organising a vigil to coincide with the funeral. The union also organised a vigil in Dublin on Tuesday. Mid Ulster Trade Union Council organised a vigil in Cookstown, County Tyrone, to coincide with the funeral on Wednesday. While all deaths are tragic, Lyra struck a chord, because she was an exceptional person. She used her great gifts, not just to earn a living, but to make the world a better place. She naturally empathized with the alienated young people who were rioting in Derry on Thursday. She understood Northern Ireland's peace process has left them out. As a journalist, she documented how that has not delivered for society. One of her significant pieces of work was on suicide. She pointed out that, since the 1994 ceasefires, 4,500 have died by suicide. That's more than died in 25 years of sustained political violence. The reaction to her death shows there is a huge resistance to going back to the years of violence. Some of the strongest condemnation came from former Republican prisoners. The new IRA has shown the bankruptcy of physical force republicanism. The organization emits a persistent whiff of criminality, and of senior members being agents of the security forces. The tribute to Lyra must be, to fight for a society which she'd be proud of. The poverty and alienation of capitalism and state repression, which drive young people in desperate onto riots and paramilitarism, must be answered by trade union struggle for decent jobs, homes and services for all. A young gay woman, Lyra lived in the only part of these islands where she didn't have the right to marry the person she loved. That too must change. In Ireland, Lyra was the third journalist killed in 23 years. Journalists are increasingly menaced internationally. Journalists and trade unionists must draw a line now, because a fourth killing can happen,